It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's process for creating political maps for state and federal races for the next decade could be upended by a delay in federal census data. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Voters approved independent redistricting commissions that will set boundaries that make congressional seats competitive. Jeremiah Berry is the staff attorney for the state's commission. He says work can't begin until the U.S. Census Bureau's population data arrives. It's already delayed.
The only question is really how much longer and how big an impact it's going to have on the work of the commission.
If the data arrives too late, Berry says nonpartisan staff would be forced to submit their own plan for congressional and statehouse districts. He says that's a last resort. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
New buildings in Denver could be built without hookups to natural gas. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
40% of the buildings Denver will have in 2050 haven't been built yet. On Tuesday, the city's climate office released a plan ensuring those places don't use natural gas for heating and cooking. The main ingredient in natural gas is methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Denver wants to electrify newly built spaces with renewable sources like wind and solar. That means no more hookups for natural gas for new homes starting in 2024 and new commercial buildings in 2027. The city council will have to sign off on the changes. David Sachs, Denverite.
A spokesperson for Xcel Energy says the company is reviewing the plan. El Paso County saw the most extreme speeding charges in the state last year. The state patrol says lighter traffic allowed some reckless drivers to drive too fast. Three suburban Denver counties also saw high levels of speeding in 2020. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.